drivers and pedestrians may have noticed some recent changes on the roadways. At 37 intersections across the metro, traffic lights are flashing red and yellow, and they're not broken. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story.
You learn this stuff pretty early on. Green is go, yellow slow down, red stop. So when nearly three dozen traffic signals in the metro changed to flashing red or yellow lights, a lot of people didn't know what to think.
This is Mike Duffelson. I live in Mannemeyer.
When you first noticed the change in the lights, what was your initial reaction?
I thought they were broken.
Mike has lived at the corner of this intersection for the past 10 years and has seen a lot of accidents here. He now knows that the lights are not broken and that this is a sign of what's to come. Stop signs will be replacing the flashing lights at these intersections, and this is just the beginning.
It's really hard to pull out of my driveway now because it's just this constant stream of traffic versus having a spurt and then a free space. Somebody was telling me they're having trouble walking their dogs across the street, but the city ought to save some money, which I think they're trying to do.
The city will save money, but Sean Demery of the Kansas City Public Works says that at the end of the day, that's not the reason for the change. It's about following federal traffic guidelines to maintain the city's traffic standards and to create safer roadways for drivers and pedestrians. But he and 311 have been really busy explaining those reasons to all of the concerned and confused citizens calling in, and there have been a lot.
We had a significant number of calls.
311 isn't the only place getting a lot of calls. Members of the city council were also busy on the phone, including Councilman Jermaine Reed of the 3rd District, which is home to 19 of the 37 lights in question.
My office has been inundated with phone calls as relates to this issue, and everywhere that I've gone in the community, people stop me and ask me about the removal process.
So what is the process and how is it decided which lights will stay or go? The city has been working on assessing traffic needs for the past decade. As populations change and people use other roads with more frequency, like say on Broussard Watkins, some lights no longer become necessary at certain intersections. The city conducts traffic counts that assess pedestrian and vehicular traffic and then use federal guidelines to determine if a signal is warranted.
A warrant is a set of conditions that justifies having a signal in a location. It's everything from volume over an 8-hour period to traffic volume over morning and evening peak hours, whether you're near a school crossing, what sort of accident experience we've had in that area.
Now, like I said before, this is just the beginning of a larger assessment of intersections in the metro. 350 additional intersections are being reviewed, and of those, 144 of them have already been determined to be unwarranted. Councilman John Sharp of the 6th District.
If we think we've heard a storm of protest about 37 signals, just wait till we start talking about almost 200.
Councilman Reed said that studies can only go so far.
There has to be that initial communication with residents, talking to them about the actual studies, but then also understanding from them their own interactions and understanding of the traffic signals in their particular area.
So Jermaine Reed and the rest of the council all agreed to pass a resolution to put the program on hold for 60 days until the city meets with residents to get more community input.
You have red, you have yellow, you have green, and the city staff used green in the beginning of this process, and we're at a point where we have to use the yellow, where we suspend and make sure that we are yielding and taking our time before we actually come to a complete stop, and making sure that the number one people who are affected by this, and that's the citizens of Kansas City, are communicated with.
While it's on hold, the city will conduct additional studies at the intersections in question. Sean Demery understands that communication is necessary, but still says the change is going to have to come and that it will actually benefit the community.
People put a lot of faith in those signals, and the idea that a stop sign may be safer than a signal is something that seems counterintuitive. But if you really take a look at it, it's a pretty straightforward thing. If you come to a signalized intersection, then assuming you are a top-notch driver, you have a 33% chance of being required to stop and yield the right-of-way. If you come to a stop sign, you have a 100% chance of being required to stop at that intersection and yield the right-of-way.
Which, Sean says, gives pedestrians more opportunities to cross and makes drivers more attentive. He also says that signs instead of lights have a positive environmental impact. These particular 37 lights are not only unwarranted, but are also some of the oldest lights in in the city, like nearly 60 years old, making them not only clearly behind on current technologies, but also
a number of them are painted with lead-based paints.
Which covers one kind of surprising environmental impact, but there's more.
One of the downsides to signals that are not in warrant is that in many cases you've got vehicles idling at intersections where they don't need to. So you've got additional vehicles burning additional fuel, creating potential pollutants.
The dialogue continues in the community and lights continue to flash red and yellow. And a future of more and more four-way stops is potentially down the road. So I thought it might not be a bad time to review a basic driving rule. You've probably been there before at a four-way stop. Somebody goes when they're not supposed to, another guy waves someone through out of sequence, nobody decides to go next, and then everybody decides to go all at once, and it can be really confusing and frustrating. Could you just quickly review what are the rules when four cars come to an intersection at the same time at a four-way stop?
Courtesy works well, but actually following the rules works even better. At an intersection, you proceed in the order that you arrived. If vehicles arrive at the same time, then you yield to the driver on your right.
For KCUR News, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
For a list of all the intersections affected by this change, go to our website at kcur.org.
Still to come, an area exhibit explores the meaning of American politics through images. This is Casey Currents.